From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
Got a few fun facts for you today, random.
Fun facts.
Gonna go random for a little bit.
Woo-woo!
What would you say would be the highest grossing movie ever about twins?
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
You are correct. Twins made $111 million. $1 million.
Oh, that's good back then.
Back in 1988. Second highest grossing movie about twins, Adam Sandler's Jack and Jill, which I never saw.
I never saw that.
Hey, the word snafu was originally a military acronym. It stands for status nominal all effed up. The F is a military acronym, snafu. Status nominal, all effed up.
Okay, well then.
that makes it okay. And almost every single hamster in the world is descended from a pair of hamsters in Syria in the 1930s. But here's the shocking part.
Were their names Adam and Eve?
I don't know, but they were brother and sister.
Oh, Lord.
Hamsters
geez.
Are all inbred. Inbred. So there you go. Thought you'd enjoy that. A little random.
Oh, sure. Thanks.
Randomness.
Thanks for all that.
All right. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
All right. Well, then, today, Kim and Kanye's, because, you know, we haven't talked about the Kimye in a while.
No, we haven't. Yeah. No.
Their $60 million estate in Hidden Hills, California is the cover story of Forbes magazine.
Oh, wow. Let me run right out and pick that up. I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait.
Uh-huh. The all-white mansion. First off, who really needs a $60 million home?
They're celebs. Come on now. They got to have a good place.
You know,
they
these
have
houses
a cool crib.
The houses with all these rooms.
Yeah.
It's like, well, today is Monday. It's the northeast corner room today.
Well, they have a kid named North, so why not?
That's true.
They can have a northwest corner. They have a kid named Chicago, too. They could name
one of the rooms.
The Chicago room. You must admit, that would be pretty cool. No, you know what would be cool about living in a mansion with plenty of rooms?
Plenty of housekeepers?
Well, that too. But you could move from room to room after a while and go like, hey, I'm bored with this one. Let's seal this off. Or maybe if you didn't want to do your laundry that was sitting on the floor for a month, it's like, this room smells. I don't want to sleep here anymore.
Yeah.
Wish I could do that in my own house, but anyway.
Did you know that the Kardashian clan, and that includes all of them.
All of them?
All of them. Kenners, Kanye's, and
Kenners?
The Jenners and the Kanye's the and whatever. It's suggested that there's around 716 trademarks.
They've got to protect their, what is it, IP, intellectual property. Mm-hmm. Kind of an oxymoron when you're talking about the Kardashians' intellectual property. Anyway, they got to protect that for the kids, for the next generation.
Yeah, whatever.
Jenner, Kenner, Kardashians.
Jenner, Kenner, Kardashians.
Wes,
Jenner,
Thompson.
and the Kanyes.
And the
okay.
Kanyes.
So the all-white mansion it requires, as you can imagine, some really special maintenance.
Oh, does it now? Well, like what?
Well, they have some specially designed floors.
Okay.
As a lot of people do.
Oh, yeah, sure. Flooring is the big thing now.
Theirs, it needs particular attention because it's made of special Belgian plaster. And if it's scuffed, which happens to floors.
Right.
I love this. It can be repaired.
Oh, can it?
If it's scuffed.
Oh, thank the maker.
Oh, my God, it's scuffed.
It's scuffed.
But only by a crew flown in from Europe.
God. Yes. You know what I do when my floor gets scuffed? I pull out the Swiffer, the wet jet.
Yeah.
Zzzzt.
Because guests have to cover their shoes with cloth booties.
Oh, man. That's got to be a crappy place to go have a party then. Can you imagine?
I'm telling you.
Having a party there where you got to wear cloth booties like you're going into the OR or something.
Right?
It's like.
All right. According to the story,
nearly
every surface in the house is a shade of white and sparsely decorated.
Already I'm bored.
I know.
I'm bored.
In addition
to
floors.
It's like $60 million and it's just a white house.
Right.
Boring.
With a picture here and there.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably an expensive
A white picture.
Yes.
I've got the Beatles' white album I could donate to their decorating.
Hey, there you go. Man, okay.
We're on it.
In addition to the floors, custom designed bathroom sinks designed by Kanye himself are said to be worth $25,000.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Holy crap.
What if they have the gold toilets they like
I
so
wonder,
much?
But they're not white.
That's true, but white and gold are complementary.
They are complementary. Yeah.
What if they had their toilets replaced seasonally? Because at Christmas time, it would be beautiful. All right, so
Only you would think about a Christmas toilet. All right.
Brand strategist.
Yeah?
It's a thing, apparently.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
God. I know it's a thing. Brand strategist. I know.
And who's entering into this world?
I don't know.
Jay-Z. He's entering the cannabis industry as
a strategist. Oh, the cannabis industry. Oh.
Yes, as a strategist.
Wow.
Strategist, whatever.
Strategist.
Yes, for a California weed dispensary.
Oh, jeez.
Uh-huh. San Jose's Caliva says Jay-Z has entered a long-term partnership in which he will fuck. Can you imagine Beyonce smoking a joint?
No, but I can imagine her having a fat-free brownie. Just keep away from the kids.
Yeah, this edible is made with organic,
organic
ingredients.
It's all organic. I gotta tell you, comes from a plant. It's all organic.
All right,
that's
so,
right.
So Jay-Z, long-term partnership. He's gonna focus on outreach and the creative direction of the brand.
Oh, how creative do you need to be?
Well, you know how Jack in the Box does its late night munchie
meal.
Oh
yeah, that's fun. Yeah, the munchie meal.
Maybe they could. All right, dispensaries all over. You need to have some like little snack packs.
He could take a hit from Jack.
Oh, did we meet? We met Hint.
Hint. Yeah. Hint.
But in the dispensaries, or maybe in their Weed of the Month Club, they could sell it with snack packs.
Do you know who would be a good brand strategist at just about anything?
What, Halle Berry?
Halle Berry. She could sell anything.
Uh-huh.
She could sell anything, legal or not.
Legal or
I'm
otherwise.
Sure she would want it all to be legal, though. All right, we've worn out our welcome for today. We better skedaddle. But anyway, have yourself a great day. We'll be back here tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.